And next, we visit a Venezuelan hillside. Political and economic chaos in that country has made life for the poor even harder than it was. And as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, they already faced a steep climb.
When Maria Rodriguez goes to bed at night, she worries about rain. She lives with her three small children on a steep hillside. Their home's a shack built by her husband from scraps of wood. Rodriguez worries there'll be a mudslide and they'll all be swept down the slope and die. That sometimes happens to people here. Rodriguez says when rain's forecast, she takes the family to sleep at her mom's place on flatter ground. Being Venezuelan and poor is very hard right now. It's harder still if you live here in the vertical world of the hillside slums of West Caracas. The Rodriguez family's tiny shack is on a hill so steep that many cars can't climb it. Lose your footing on the dirt path leading to their front door and you'll tumble a long way down. Maria Rodriguez has trained her little kids to tread very carefully. That's what good parents do in this vertical world. Rodriguez tries to give her family two basic meals a day, but it's a huge struggle. Her husband, Jubal, has been laid off. Venezuela has acute food shortages. The family mostly can't afford what is available because the currency's crashed. They're turning to the hillside to survive. Maria Rodriguez points down the hill. There was a garbage dump down there, she says. Her husband's cleared the land to grow corn, peppers, tomatoes and bananas. The family's so hungry, she cooks the bananas long before they ripen. Rodriguez says many in this vertical world are returning to the land. Jose Hernandez is a few yards down the path, pulling up plants to feed his handful of chickens. Hernandez says these days he depends on their eggs, plus whatever he can grow here on the hill. Root vegetables and bananas. Hernandez is a 60-year-old retired small businessman. He turned to the hillside after his pension became almost worthless and his weight started dropping.
I weighed more than 220 pounds 5 years ago. Right now I weigh 160, 170 pounds.
Working these steep slopes is not easy. Diabetes has made Hernandez almost blind.
From where you are, I can't recognize you. I can see shapes, nothing else.
The other day, he tripped and fell, gashing his leg. A friend now helps him garden and splits the produce. These Caracas Hill slums used to be a heartland of support for Venezuela's leftist government. But after weeks of protests that have left dozens dead, President Nicolas Maduro's losing ground, even in these areas. Everyone round here is angry with Maduro, says Hernandez. Hernandez is getting tired of the daily quest for food. I hope God takes me, he says. Until then, he says he'll have to carry on surviving with whatever he can grow in his vertical world. Philip Reeves, NPR News.